Hey, Rob, I got a question I've been dying to ask you. Why you talk so white?
We're
going to find out what it's all about. It sounds interesting. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, Sylvia, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
So tell us about the book.
Well, the book is really about, and the subtitle, which is Eliminate the Behaviors That Sabotage Your Success. The title came about, the main title came about because I learned to speak as a child the way I'm speaking to you now. And I got asked by my peers, my African-American peers, why I talk so white. And as I started to, in the professional world, started to put down words about how to succeed in the workplace, that question came to mind, and I thought, that sounds like a good controversial title for a book.
It really does, and you know, that's true. When you talk with people, you know, with people that you associate with and are with, you want to sort of get on the same language level sometimes, and if you come across sounding a little bit too upper echelon or whatever it may happen to be, you know, you sort of got to, I guess you have to talk like you blend in with everybody else.
Yes, and that's regardless of ethnicity, really. I mean, just because I'm African-American, the book is not really just for black folks. It's for anybody, because I talk about what we all need to do to
this is quite,
in the workplace.
Quite timely now because Mr. Senator Biden's comment that Mr. Obama or Senator Obama was articulate.
Oh, yes.
And this is not the first time that this exact same word has been used and then been criticized for being used.
Articulate, clean cut, as they say.
Yeah, shocking. That's shocking.
It seems that you can't compliment an African American for being articulate.
Holy Toledo.
Not always articulate, he was clean, the ultimate.
Well, that was idiotic, and Biden is frequently idiotic, but to say he's articulate is fine.
Yes, and when people ask me, well, how do I feel about that? I say, listen, there are 39.7 million black residents in the USA, according to the U.S. Census. That means there's 39.7 million ways of being, quote, black enough.
Yes, right.
Well, there you go. So what are some of the things we should avoid or some of the ways we should talk?
Well, I go beyond just talking, but some of the ways we should talk are being enunciating well, pronunciating correctly, ending our ings with ings and pronouncing ths in our thes and thats.
And of course, this goes for everyone.
Yes.
You know what one of the ones, the d's, the world. The world is wonderful.
That's why enunciation is key.
Yes.
I talk about being bilingual, meaning you can talk the language of the street or the farm or wherever you were raised or, you know, your regionality. You can speak that when you're home with your friends. But when you're in the workplace, you need to learn the workplace language, and that's being bilingual.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to come across being professional to a certain extent.
Throughout history, there's been, in all societies, a language of commerce and a language in the home.
That's
it. The only difference here is it's really not two languages, but merely two sort of like dialects.
Correct.
And what about swearing? Because it seems like, you know, in real life, there's an awful lot of swearing going on out there, and it's not as much in, you know, obviously in the workplace and everything else, but it seems like there's a whole, you have to switch between being one personality and another.
English teachers will tell you that swearing is a sign of ignorance and not knowing language skills, not having language skills to express yourself the way you should. I say swearing is inappropriate in business no matter what. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's inappropriate in most of life, although I won't tell you what I do when my computer seizes up, but you'd be surprised how much swearing goes on in the workplace.
But
in white-collar corporate America, and that just boggles my mind even today.
In the workplace of, say, baseball, you have a ground ball hit you at shortstop, it goes through your legs. Oh, darn. No, not darn.
Not going to happen.
Nope.
Doesn't happen, yeah. I would see that. So what other things does your book harken into there?
Oh, I talk about primarily professionalism, how to be professional, be on time. Actually, I say 10 minutes early is being on time.
I failed that one today.
I always fail that one.
Well, unless there's 2 feet of snow. I talk about attire and dressing appropriately, because in today's business casual environment, people seem to take that to mean flip-flops.
Hey, business casual is like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, well, oxymoron?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
talk about taking initiative, working as a team. How do you define excellence for yourself? So I cover the gamut in a reasonably small book because I wanted to make it simple and easy enough for people to take chapters and sit down and talk about them, whether in business or whether around the dining room table.
Sylvia, have you been writing a lot before this?
Yes, I'm a speaker and trainer by trade. So writing articles, writing my training materials is a part of what I do.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. We used to work at a radio station years ago, and the owner would call you up because the name of the town that we had to mention was Newton.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us would come on and go, Newton, like that. And he would call, you're swallowing your teeth. It's Newton.
Newton.
You know, so it is kind of funny, and it does bug certain people when things are not pronounced properly.
Well, it doesn't seem normal in a sense. You know,
yeah,
but
well,
Newton. It doesn't.
Well, yes, and we say Baltimore up here, and when it's Baltimore, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that if you're from the city, you got the right to be able to shorten it out somehow.
She,
you know,
she was a sophomore from Baltimore.
Yeah, that's true. Are you down in
Do you remember an actor by the name of Robert Taylor?
Sure, Ivanhoe.
Okay, well, he was a very big MGM star. His real name was Spangler Arlington Brew.
Well, I just heard you talk about Jerry Lewis, too. So,
got to change your name sometime for marquee purposes. That's
I guess for, you know, in show business because you want that mass appeal, but is it really, you know, you are who you are, and do you have to do that in the business environment in order to, might be a good new book for you there, Sylvia. I changed my name to get my job, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Could be pretty good. So, Sylvia, once again, the website
is Why You Talk So White, and that's spell out the word you, .com.
Okay. Spell out the word why also?
Yes.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Sylvia, thank you for coming on the air. Best of luck with the book. Love to talk with you down the road.
Great author.
Thank you.
Get back here.
Yourself out.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. It's AM 1110 WTBQ, and it sounds like a pretty good book, and that is true. It is kind of amazing. And that's true about when you're from a city. Like, if you're in Boston, you can mispronounce the name of that town because you're from there.
Boston.
You know, but, everybody does that. Warwick could be Warwick.
Warwick, yeah.
Yeah, not Warwick, you know. So it is kind of interesting how that all...
The town, the first town when you hit Ulster County is, it's by sight would be Shawangunk.
Yes,
but
Shungum.
It is Shawangunk.
Shawangunk, yeah.
Oh, is it really?
I don't know why they have all those letters there, but it's Shawangunk.
Remember, we interviewed an author who wrote a book about Shawangunk, and we remember getting the book.
Shawangunk.
Well, the article I'm talking about, I wish I could find it, but I remember what they did is that they sent these identical resumes out to these companies, identical in every way, except the names were different. One was, you know, had
Capron or
Tinqua, and they changed the other one to like Robert or John, and much more often the people with the white names got hired more than
Robert
people with
John.
Black names. Yeah.
He sounds like a performer.